All right, so I was thinking about that Rashi, the Gemara on Zion Amal, the Rashi that we were doing yesterday, where he says the Chachamim HaMafkia the Kiddushin. Right, it seems a little difficult because the Gemara is trying to say that maybe you should do Bittul in the sixth hour. Okay, that's clear. That's clear. It's clear the Gemara is progressing from the impossibility of Bittul in the Zman Issa D'Oraisa. That's Rabbi Elazar. Okay. Then the Gemara suggests doing Bittul in the Zman Issa D'Rabbanan. Right? And the Gemara says, again, no. Kevan D'Issa D'Rabbanan Ki D'Oraisa Domya V'Lav V'Rishusakayim V'Lo Motzi Mevatel. There's no sins in the sixth hour, right? From the end of the fifth, the beginning of the seventh, in the sixth hour, there is an Issa D'Rabbanan and an Issa D'Rabbanan of Hanah. So it too is not Birshusei and Lo Motzi Mevatel, same reason. So then the difficulty was the Gemara seems to be supporting this idea that there's no bilus in the sixth hour. And therefore, there's no bittul from the case from the halacha of Rav Gidol Amar Rav Yosef Amarav that ain't close to the kiddushin. So that would imply that it means to say that an Issa D'Rabbanan is also hafkas rishus, and that's the way the Ram learns. The Ram learns that basically it means the seventh hour. Funny how not only we get confused sometimes with the terminology, but that's the machlokes Rishonim over here. What does it mean over here when it says Mishei Shos Ulamala? Point to Rashi, it's the beginning of the sixth hour. Right? It means the Shatzis Drabanan. And it's even throwing in the Chametz Drabanan type of shot. But Tosos and the Ran, they learn it's talking about from after the sixth hour. Okay. And then basically the Ran is saying that it's taking like the idea of Chametz Drabanan in a Zman D'Oraisa, and so too Chametz D'Oraisa in a Zman D'Rabanan. In other words, the Raya is an Issa D'Rabanan is also considered Lav Rishus. It's also considered Lav Rishusei. And the Gemara over here is taking the sixth, the seventh hour. Rav Gidol is telling you in the seventh hour, even the Chametz Nuksha, the Chametz that he's considering Drabonon, is Cheftza Drabonon, Daraisa Zman, and that Mamela would be the same din of Chametz Cheftza Daraisa and Drabon Zman. Right. Did I say the right word? Yeah. Right? Correct? No, it's an analogy. It's not exactly the same case, but it's an analogous case. No.
Oh,
No. He says that you don't know that. You don't know that. That would be choshen. Yeah. But he takes the raya is one shame drabonim. That's the rhyme takes it up. Tosus over here, does he say it? It's the Tosus on the it's off the page. It's the wrong go, yeah. But he's basically learning Sheshos means the Zman D'Oraisa. And from a Zman D'Oraisa and a Chametz D'Rabbanan, you can bring a raya to a Chametz D'Oraisa in a Zman D'Rabbanan.
Right. The
Ran says it though. I mean, the Ran has this whole issue, and he says also b'fikach. He says hikshal tam. Right. So therefore, basically, he says that it comes out that what you're really learning is Sheshos Ulamala. Yeah. Okay. Maisi raya l'chomets doraisa b'sha midrabanan v'la v'rishusikai michomets midrabanan l'shos doraisa. Right? Ulefize efshar l'chomets midrabanan v'sha midrabanan choshin. He's not sure. But our problem was that if Rashi's learning, it's the shos doraisa. Right? And the two problems with Rashi. He's learning his shos rabbanon and is talking about even chametz rabbanon, right? And we're trying to bring a raya to shos rabbanon, it would seem, and chametz deraisa, maybe, whatever, better raya. But the bigger problem with Rashi is that like we were saying yesterday, that he goes to hafkoas kedushin meaning, which is an external mechanism. It was a try. How do you prove from the case? How can you prove from the fact that the Chachamah mafkia the Kedushin that it's Ein Shelo? On the contrary, that proves it is Shelo. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so I was thinking about this. I think it's a good guy. Sounds like a clutch guy, but I think it's a good guy. Questions like this. What does Rabbi Elazar say? He says Shnei Dvarim Einan Bershusu Adam Vasan Akosa Kibu Bershuso, and Rashi says Lischayev Alein. Okay, so from Chatzos Ve'Ela, especially according to Rashi, there's an Isser Ba'Yira, right? There's an Isser Ba'Yira, and so the but Ba'Yira is a din of Mominus, it would seem, an ownership Lachok. That you have some bailus on. The only thing is, halachically speaking, the Isser HaNodaraisa, according to the way of learning, is really hafkoh of that bailus. So how do you have an Isser? How can you be over? So that's Aso Nachas of Kilu Bershusa. Okay? But it's not Bershusa. It's only Bershusa vis-a-vis the Isser of Chametz, the Isser Ba'ira. Now that is from Chatzos Ve'elech, and it's impossible to do Bittul from that point onward. Why can't you do Bittul? Because it's not yours, right? Okay. Here's the klutzkash. If you're going to tell me from the sixth hour and on, it's also not yours because of Nisus Rabbanon, so then everybody's pater when the seventh hour comes. Why should I have to do Bittul? The Rabbanon just took it out of my rishus. Sounds like a klutzkash, but let's hear you answer it. I mean, why can't I do Bittul in the fifth hour? I got good news and bad news for you. Bad news is you can't do Bittul in the sixth hour. The good news is the reason is because it's not yours, so you don't need to do Bittul. So no, so you have to say that Midrash, that's right, you have to say that it's not a good Maisa Bittul. In other words, really, Midrash, it is yours. Right? Really, Midrash, it is yours. But midrabanan, when rabbanan say that there's nisr hanah in the sixth hour, essentially they're being mafkia midrabanan all maise bailus. But bittul is also a maise bailus. It's ki'ilu. I would just it's kevan the isur rabban iluya kid oraisa damya. If I had my the Mistafina, I would say Dilo Bershusa, not Vilo Bershusa. I'd say Kevan di Suad Rabban Iluya, since there's Mr. Rabbanan on it, it's Kid the Oraisa Dami Dilo Bershusa. It's like a Rabbanan. It's like a Doraisa that's not Bershusa. But meaning to say, whatever, you're above this one. But meaning to say like this, that Midrabbanan, you cannot do any mice or bittle to it because Midrabbanan. It has an Isra Hanah. Isra Hanah Midrabanan makes it like the Daraisa in the sense that you have no control over it. But that's all Midrabanan. That's all Midrabanan. But if I'm Mekayesh Nisha with it, that's a Maisa Kedusha Midrasa. So why should that not be good? Now, according to what I'm saying, it's going to be a very, very big knock. Midrash, you wouldn't be able to buy your either. If you did Bittul in the fifth hour, in the sixth hour. But But he's saying, may the Rabbanon. Well, here's the question. If you're going to say in the sixth, what is the effect of the Rabbanon saying in the sixth hour that it's Asavana? Does that effect drill down to the Daraisa framework?
Yes.
Right? So if it does, then I don't see what Rashi's kash is. It's not the Rabbanon being Mafia Kedushin, right? So I'm saying it's like this. The way Rashi's learning is that during the sixth hour, Midoraisa, it's Mamon and it's yours completely, like any other object in the Daraisa framework. And the Rabbanon can't change that according to Rashi. But what they can do is, but apparently with the system of the Rabbanon, by making it Asur Bahano, so then Midrabbanon, they could be Mafkia, all Maise Bailas. And in the Rabbanon framework, you have no control or value in this object, and therefore you're Bittel, Midrabbanon. It would not be possible for the Rabbanon to institute a bittel in the Zman where they say there is no such thing as bittel. But Lu Yitzur, if a guy did bittel in that Zman, he wouldn't be over by Midrash. And if he's Mekayesh and Isha, it's his. In the Midrash framework, it's his. So how could Rav Gittel say there's no Kiddushin? So that's going to require a Hafka. But the Raya still is, that they treat it like this, that they treat it like a that is considered to be the Raya is not in the Raisa framework. The Raya is that the Rabbanon can't. The question is why weren't they misakin Bittel in this time? That's the question. The question is not why Bittel doesn't work. They can't be misakin in this mind that they say. It's like the derisa that it has no bilis. But that's very nice. That explains why they couldn't have been misaking it in the sixth hour. But what if a guy is Mekayesh Nisha with it? So the only question at this point in the Gemara is why were they misaking it at night? Why didn't they wait until the Shas Biur? Because no one's going to forget it, the Shas Biur. That's why Rashi says, "V'livatle b'shis liskinu l'rabbana masol adam livata b'liva." We were wondering that lashon. Why does Rashi keep harping on that lashon? Liskinu rabbana l'kol echad. It's only answering that question. That's why they did it at night, because the only other time that a person would remember is in the zman that they made an issur rabbana on. And they couldn't have made the issue, they couldn't have been, and since the Rabbanon has that quality of the Daraisa, it would be constantly tied to the Zashi, to their whole system. But Kiddushin is a different matter in the Rabbanon. And if you're going to say that the Rabbanon's issue is automatically mafkia, the thumb is from Yerushus, then they did us a big tova. No one has to worry about Bayura. It is funny that the Rambam says, if you did Bittel, but the Rambam does say, you can't do. Rambam says you can't do it. Right?
Can't do
it. In the sixth hour.
But it's not.
Yeah, and Rambam's saying it won't work. It won't. He's saying it's not. No, he's saying it's not going to be good at all. Right. Rambam's saying it won't work because he says if a guy forgot to do bedika. Right. In a yuffle.
But everybody does bedika and bittel.
So he's saying he's saying
they and they didn't find anything, so they have nothing to burn. So then the next day they're just hanging out, whatever, taking the nap.
In a yochel of akka, right? The Ram's definitely learning the other way. Ram's learning the bittel would be zero at that time.
So
ain't a bittel atamol of plum the fisha ain't a birshuso, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking of it another way. I mean, it may not be the right.
But it's funny. He says v'akosav al sao ki ilu hu birshuso. Right. But an hour before. Certainly not over anything if you have chametz in the sixth hour. For sure. That's Shas Biur. So what does it mean to say Ina bitl ata molo plumafisha ina brusso. Behakosov, it's a strange lesson, no? He's talking about the 6 hours, he's talking about the Shah and the Darbana. So what does he mean? What does he mean? Ain't a bit of ata moelo plum. Mephisha ain't over shuso. Vakosov a so ki iluhuber shuso. Lakaiva mishumlo y revelly must say.
Sounds like he's saying it's that the Darbana's came
though. Anyway, so my advice is the guy says, I've got chametz. It's in the 6th hour. I've got chametz. What should I do with it? I say, be Mekayash Nisha with it.
Yeah, cook it birds of one stone. In the orbital of the.
Like,
give it to you one,
you're
never
going to
see it.
Because then it's Hefker. Because then they're Hefker. According to Tosos, why can't you be Mafker?
I get the question like the Tosos is strong.
Yeah, strong question going to Tosos.
Right. And according to Tosos, it's not yours, it's power.
Now he goes in the 6th hour. So Tosis learns Bittel is Hefker. So you have to say that the Isidra Rabbanan is Mafki, like I'm saying, all Maise Bailus. That's what Isidra Rabbanan. Isidra Rabbanan, in other words, when the Rabbanan come and they make something Asur Bano, they're basically removing all halachic affect from it. They can't really make it Asur Bano. But they can say, Midrabanan, this has no maise bailus attached to this thing. So Hefker is also maise bailus. So Mamela, it's impossible to get rid of it. But Rashi's question is, yeah, but in the Deraisa framework, there are maise bailus. So that's the sticky point. So that's why he's bothered by Kedushin. But which is an interesting question. But what about Bittel Daraisa? Can you say no? Bittel Daraisa won't work. Yeah, Rashi does say, I mean, it could be that's why Rashi emphasizes that. He says, at least we were wondering yesterday, says, Kevin de Isur de Rabbanon, Semisha Avru Chomesh, Osir Bechomet, Ludivri Akol, Kidaraisa Dami, Ve'eno Shelo, Velomotzi Mevatale Beliba. Does sound like he's saying more, like it's not possible, right? The Kevan, the Fuss, Alei, Umashi, Le Porta, Overale. Does sound like he's saying you will be over on the Daraisa. That's why he brings it back in to emphasize that point.
But he's not saying that you're fucked on it now.
Maybe he means like this. What? No.
Later on, but hey.
Right.
But those Kimishaino.
Right. It could be Rashi, it could be learned like this, that Bittel is really belief, right? That's what he says. Bittel is belief. Bittel is belief. So it's a matter of will. It's a matter of Ratzon. And the Ratzon has to be effective. So in other words, the will has to be connected to the reality. Otherwise, you're not doing anything. So since it's a matter of Ratzon, and even though Midrabanan, even though it's only Midrabanan that it has no value, but that's the reality of the Ratzon of the, in terms of the Ratzon HaBaal, it makes it impossible for him to do a Maisa Bittel. Because the, in terms of Ratzon, he has no ability to utilize it, even though it's only Midrabanan. Because we might have to beat him into realizing it, but his ultimate ratzon is to be in line with the chachamim. So he can't really want the chametz, so he can't relinquish the chametz.
You're saying that he can't do like a ma'aseh.
He can't do ma'aseh bittel, because that's totally belief. He could do a ma'aseh kedushin, but he couldn't do a ma'aseh bittel.
Ratzon can't counteract the reality. The reality, the drama of reality.
Can't say it's not his. I will not say that. It's not his.
It's within his dominion.
Right.
It's not like it is his. Otherwise, likely over in an hour. Like Rabbi
Moshe.
No, here's the problem. The problem is very simple. If you're going to say after the chatzos, so then I understand. The Torah put it into your rishos, and now it's too late. Bittul can't remove it from your rishus, right? Now, why is it in your rishus? It's in your rishus b'tar sisa. So it's kind of like you already were over the isser of having it. Now, I don't know. I don't want to say, but maybe it's a lot of things like I say. You got to do beer now. Bittul's not going to help you anymore, right? But is there an isser to own chametz in the sixth hour? I'm not aware of that isser. So what do you mean it's in your rishus? In what way is it in your rishus?
The sixth hour?
Yeah. So here's the thing. What did the Torah put into your rishus in the seventh hour?
Things that you
want to own? Doesn't that have to be things that you own? Things that you own before Chatzos become yours, b'Torah Sisser. Now you're going to tell me that things that are yours, b'Torah Sisser, drabanan, become yours, b'Torah Sisser, d'Raisa? I think Tosis doesn't open Ba'yirah, right? Until the Lila, let's say.
So Lila open Ba'yirah at the night time, when the d'Raisa is not common, it's certainly not yours at all.
Right, so then it's more like the boar. It's in your rishus. It has a bilus of iser. No, it's not different. It's still the
bilus continues to exist.
Right, you
can't do bittul after chatzos. Point is, you can't do bittul after chatzos. But because he's learning that midoraisa, the Yisra no after chatzos, means it's not yours at all, right? So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar. It's yours lihis chayav to be chayav on.
But when is the Torah given? What is man of violin months?
Yes, but only in zman Yisra, only in the zman that midoraisa wouldn't be yours. I'm saying in this man that midaraisa, it's not really yours. You need this mechanism. But what's the mechanism converting from things that were yours? Rashi is machalik between bittul and kedushin. So it's an interesting chilek. He's saying bittul is a din of ratzon belev. So if midrabanan, they said, you have to treat this like a thing that has no value, then you can't do a maisa ratzon belev of bittul, because it's a feya complete. That's right. So you simply have no ability to do the maisa bittul, and it will remain in your rishus, even in the daraisa framework, it'll still be in your rishus, and you'll be over midaraisa and bayira later. But a Maisa Kedushin is not a Maisa Belev. That's a regular Maisa Mekrofememka. So how could you stop that? So that you need Hafka. Okay. So let's take a quick look at the question of the Ramban, okay? Let's at least try to get started here. It's interesting. Harry Kedem, did you see the Rav has a piece on this, piece and a half or two, whatever. Interesting. All right, well, maybe we'll take a quick look at it another time. But we're basically trying to figure out the Tashbis. But I think the Ramban is easier really in the Hasagos. I mean, in the Milchamos, he's always confusing, no? But basically, well, you got to get this set. You know the set?
Yeah. Does that make it unbalanced?
Yeah. Although my father found a few mistakes in here, like that, yeah. Right?
Although we think they're in the other one, too, but you can't see them.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. So the Balamor again. He has a sheet of it. The Balamor basically says that this whole halacha of Rav Gidl Amarav, he cuts out Rav Chiya apparently in the middle, is not la halacha. Okay. He says even though the Rif wrote it, lo nira lanu lismach aleha. Why? Because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. And Rabbi Yehuda says that chametz, well, Mishe shows Ulamala, right. That's from the end of the sixth hour, is over Allah min haTorah. The Chachamim asu lo siag shah ashishis midivrayim. The lo kaimalon achi. So this whole halacha that in the sixth day, because Rav Gidel Amar Rav is talking about the Sha'ah Midrabanan, right? And that's very clear. It's the Gemara on Chaf Aleph and Beis too, that it's the Sha'ah Midrabanan. And the Sha'ah Midrabanan is going to be Ein Choshen LeKedushin, but that's only if the Sha'ah Midrabanan of the sixth hour is midin the seventh hour ulamala, which is daraisa. So then it's kein daraisa, just like on the seventh hour, just like michatos ulamala, there's an issa daraisa of hana from the three psukim where Rabbi Yehuda holds, right? Below sochal Allah. So too midrabanan, there's no kedushin. He says, but Rabbi Shimon says, "Bein lifnei mano, bein lachas mano, ainu over love below klum hilka choshen lekedushin." That's his argument. Especially since he goes on to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, he says, and even though umiu af al gav the sphere lately Rabbi Shimon ainu over love below klum, even though Rabbi Shimon says you're not over anything. He doesn't really mean that. Lo matzinu shecholak Rabbi Shimon al medrash ach beyom arishon takbizu sorim b'teichem acholak, or he doesn't argue on lo sishchad al chometz dam zivchi. You don't find any of those arguments. Lo sishchad is a petal v'dayin chometz kayam v'i ochale mecha misheishos l'mala rev eino over v'achilasos ein l'chosh bas l'gadol v'dil. That's the thing. So basically he says he has a mitzvah of tashbizu like everybody, either from Acholok or from Lo Sishchad al-Chometz Dam Zivchi. But that is a mitzvah of Tashbisu he's learning. And Tashbisu is not an Isser Achila. So therefore, even though Midrabanan they made an Isser, it would not really remove the value of the Adr. It's interesting. He says, the Chacham also lo siyag, right? Joshish is midibrayim shlolish also. They said, don't keep it. Velo sharina le v'chatchil lemechle velo lehanas bo. See, even though midrabban, they said you can't eat it or get hanach from it. Avalim ova v'kidei shchoshen lekidushov. Afilu b'sho shviyas, shminas. Koshikim b'sho shikas. Because he wants to say, if there's no lav in the chefza, there's no lav in the chefza, and no isra no in the chefza, then the isra rabbanon would not be a hafkas kedushin. The rabbanon. I mean, no, he holds no real isra no, because he holds you can eat it.
What does it mean?
So he's saying, he's acknowledging that the Chachamim, the Chum Osu Siyag Shah Shishis Midivrayim Shalola Lesh Hoso. He doesn't want to say that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the idea of Shah Shishis of is Osir and is Man Zira. But he's saying it's not Midaraisa. It's not an extension of the Daraisa. It would become more like the Rambam's fifth hour. Right? That, correct. But like, but it doesn't, it does, it would still be considered Mafsid Kachin. Remember that? On the Grizz thing?
That's the same thing. That's
right.
That's a standalone.
As opposed to extending the shame of the Isser Chefza from Shvi Lamala. If you're going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so then Mechatzos Ve'elech is a real Isser Chefza. And that Midaraisa is not Bereshusei. And then he acknowledges that in the sixth hour you could extend that. He says, but if in the Daraisa there's no Isser at all, the Rabban just don't want you to hang it or keep it hanging around. They want to make sure you do the biur, so they make isurim beforehand. But those are just isurei gavra. It's not really negating the, like an isur of like, so that you don't, so that you're not, what do you call it? it's a siag for the beer. But it's interesting. It's interesting. He says Hilka Choshen leKiddushav. What does it mean Choshen? I guess it means the full Kiddush. No, I don't know. He says Miu Afal Gav the Sphere Lake Rabbi Shimon Ena Over Lovelo Klom. I'll read that right. Right. 1 second. Right. So that idea that an Issa D'Rabbanan is an automatic Hafkas Kedushin is completely unfounded, at least the way the Rabbah Amor is learning. Even though there's Nisra HaNamid Rabbanan, does he say that? That there's Nisra HaNamid, or is he just saying Nisra HaFila? Velo Sharinan Le Lechatzkila. Yeah, I mean, what is that last funny question? Lamechle Velo Yehansko. Right, but it means you wouldn't, you know, if you ate it, you wouldn't be, if you ate it or had enough from it, you wouldn't really be over an Isser Cheftza. So that's not Hafka of Smomenus. You'd be violating a direct. That's not going to affect Kedushin. That's not going to affect Kedushin Dereis. It's like sometimes the Gemara says the Rabbanan is like a lion standing in front of the thing. You know, you have like that by, in Beitza, the beginning of Beitza. I forgot exactly the case of, you have like Ochlim that you can't access because of Nisid Rabbanan or something. So you don't say it loses its shame, Ochel, because there's Nisid Rabbanan that's preventing you from getting it. It's an Ochel. I think the Ran of this is like, piece of meat that's like a lion in the path. You don't say everything beyond the lion is not is considered to be worthless. Okay, but anyway, that's his derech. His derech is to say there's an isidra, there's no lav because we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we hold like Rabbi Shimon, and all you have is an asay of tashbisu, and that doesn't change halachic. That doesn't change mamonis. Okay, fine. So you have two things. So you have this big arichas of Yom Ramban, but I just happened to see this morning the Ravid. Okay, the Ravid is the same as the Ramban, because the Ravid on the Rambam says the same thing. Because when the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, you get Malchus feeding from it, it's Misheisho to Lamala. So the Ravid also says Malchus Mechatzos Ve'elach Eino Mechuvah. The cave in the Kaimalon to Rabbi Shimon, the Lifnei's Mano, Achaz Mano, below Darsh Bahana Froy, Lo Sochal, Lo Sofu, the Lifnei's Mano, Achaz Mano, Nay, Dosabachilimina Torah, Mi Beyom, Harishon, Tashbisus, or Milo Sishkar of Hamates, of Isra Hano Lake Minatora, who Malkus Nanu Lake.
Okay, so but the point is, but he did say that this Nisha the Raisa of Achila. That's the point that the Ramban and the Raiva disagree with the Balamor. And they say the Balamor is saying, once you have this Nisra Seya Tashbisi. But for somehow or other, the Ramban and the Raiva see in that a chilek. They see somehow or other an Isra Achila Midoraisa, but not Nisra No. Now, the Marsha, if the Isra Achila is because you're not doing Tashbisu, so Hana also is because you're not doing Tashbisu. So how are they Machalik over there?
Why do they say that?
That's the question. But the Ravid and the Ramban learn that there's an Isser Doraisa of Achila from Tashbisa. I'll read it to you again. Just to get the facts straight. He says, Nehi the Osir be Achila Minatora mi beyom harishon tashbisu seor. Oh, Milo Sishkar al Chomets, he the Rava, of a Lizer Hano Lake Minatora, or Malchus Nami Lake. But why should Hano be different? So let's arrive it over here. So again, the Balaam, the Ramban also, he just puts it very quickly. He says, like, I've read this a few times. He just says, Ein zen nachon, she'ein lecha b'torah dover she'tzorach hashbasa u'mutter b'achila. Okay. But he acknowledges it'll be mutter b'ano. And then he goes on to say, even though there's only an Isser HaNo Midrabanan,
That is also Hafkas Kedushas, because there's no difference, he says, between the sixth hour for Rabbi Yehuda, which is only us in the Rabban, and the whole thing, according to Rabbi Shimon, which is also us in the Rabban. So he doesn't worry about the fact that it's a Drabbanan. But that's the strange point. This idea that the mitzvah tashbisu posits an Isra Achila. Okay, but he doesn't really elaborate on it anymore. It's just, he just throws that down like a davar pashut. He says v'chein amar b'gemara kuli amar miyam chames mishei shalos l'mala asa midaraisa v'lo amru tzalach biyur midaraisa. They say it's aser midaraisa. Question whether that lashon deraisa is in there or not. But ulefi sheyesh b'chlal hashbasa shebetorah iser achila. Ule Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Meir, echad iser achila v'echad mitzvah biyur. You get them both from this one pasuk. He's like talking around himself. First he says it's a mitzvah hashbasa, but hashbasa includes achila. And he says, but it can't include hana because it's only hashbasa. So then where do you get the Yisra Achila? Just have a mitzvah hashbasa. Right?
It's from the fact that Achila is diametrically opposed to hashbasa.
Ain't hashbasa good on Yisra? So anyway, the Hasagas arrive is also on the bottom line. So it's much more powerful than the Ramban. He says, me yitain, the yacharish, the kol yishma. That I wish somebody could shut this guy up and nobody would hear his voice anymore. Jekore l'achila hashbasa. He calls achila hashbasa. Yushbas me enter zichro. This should be forgotten. This should be yushbas. V'chol devar ruach sheker. Sherei afilu derech sreifaso ein roshay lehanos mimenu. Poshek in achila. Okay, va'em ask, ki Rabbi Shimon modesh u osur b'achila mishay shosu l'mala iser Torah. Mikra ach bayom rishon, olo sishcha. Just like Ramban, aval iser hano ein lo delo ksiv be lo socha lo socha lo ye ochel. Mikol makom iser bal yiroa ubal yimatzei yesh bo, which seems to be against what he said over there, right? Mikol chasei shenemar bo tashbisu. I don't know what he means by that. Yeah, he doesn't really mean a literal iser bal yiroa ubal yimatzei. Right. Okay, and so anyway, so that's the argument. Argument is, somehow or other, Tashbisu must mean Israchiva. So good, so what's your story motion? That's what the Rav declares in Hakira. In other words, is Tosos, how is this different from Tosos? He doesn't put it this way. But Lamaisa, that's what he's coming, that's what his conceptually his interest is. About the Tosla says Tashbisu is mashma shelo derech achila, right? So is that the same thing as this Ramban? In other words, is it mashma that it's a lack of your mitzvah Tashbisu, or is it something more like an isra achila? So he wants to say, what's the nafkamina? Interesting. He says the Ran in the end says that on the chumis mishay shos ulamala will have iser nosin tam, like any other macholos. Even though he's learning, even though the Ran is learning, I didn't go through. He says even if you're going to learn the Rebbe Shimon way, so he says. So you see, the Ran is definitely learning. It's not just a lack. It's not just a failing in your tashbisu that wouldn't create iserin tam. But it means it's really aser b'toras achila. It's not right. Yeah, it seems to be like that. Let's think about it a little more. We'll try to work on it more tomorrow. Because the Ran has like a little twist on it. But what is it like this? Let's say the Torah said, cleanse yourself of this. You know, the Ramban seems to be
focusing on the Lashon Tashbisu, saying, the Torah is telling you Tashbisu, it's already labeling it as an entity of Isser, because it's like saying, cleanse yourself of it. I'm not saying that's what the word means, but Derech Mashal says, it would be impossible for a person to say, it would be impossible to have the Lashon of rid yourself of it without having that imply, or without laying down a premise that its presence is an Isser. The only thing is, how does it tell you Achila?
You can't do that by doing Malacha, by getting all your Malacha done quickly.
You have to say, in terms of Achila, because the mitzvah is generated from the fact that it's an Ocha. Or at least it's Machmia, or that's why Seor is a different, slightly different. But that's what we were doing that last year or 2 years ago, right? The Nuksha versus Tyrotus. The question of whether it's essentially an ingredient or an Ocho. Right, and the Machlokas was the Seor and the Chametz. But anyway, it's definitely Betoras Achila. So therefore, it's saying, go on a diet over here. Let's think about it. And then we'll take a look at the Rambam, at the Ran. The Ran has a funny argument. The Ran wants to say that it has to be Aser Banah. He says, if it's not Aser Banah, how could you do Bittul?